I had something I wanted to just share, and I was so blessed by what both Sister Diane and Brother Peter mentioned. But you know, I had counseled 4 years down the village, so my heart's with Brother Peter. But I also was head counselor with my wife in the cottage for many years, so I don't know who to speak to first. So I'll combine it. But I think I was inspired by what you said, Brother Peter. This war, these soldiers. I like that. And I heard you, when you first called them up to sing, said, "Come on, soldiers." Looks like you need a little boot camp there, but... No, I'm kidding. But this was on my heart. And I've shared it with workers in the chapel. And I really felt to share it with you counselors. And you guests can join in on this too. It'll do you some good, I believe. It's the word of God, right? And it's from Nehemiah 6. Nehemiah, you know the passion that he had when God called him. You know how he wept when he heard that the walls of Jerusalem were built up or had been torn down. And when you come to chapter 6, there's some enemies. And it says there, "Now it happened when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had rebuilt the wall, and that there were no breaks left in it, though at the time I had not hung the doors in the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent to me, saying, 'Come, let us meet together among the villagers in the plain of Ono.' But they thought to do me harm." I thought Nehemiah was a builder of walls. And that's what you men are called to do, and women, to build the walls of salvation around these children. But there were these enemies. And we read on in 3, verse 3, "So I sent messengers to them, saying, 'I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?' Verse 4 tells us, "But they sent me this message 4 times, and I answered them in the same manner." And there's 4 things here I just felt to pass on to the counselors this evening. And the first thing is this: they wanted to have a discussion with Nehemiah. But he knew the will of God. He knew what God wanted him to do. And counselors, you know what God wants you to do. You know by now, I hope you do, know that God wants you to pray, have faith over every child that comes up here. So there's no discussion involved, is there? The big laugh, of course, always is that, well, where did they want him to meet, right? In the plain of Ono. And it's that obvious that as soon as you get into a discussion with the enemy, it is Ono, right? You're in trouble. And the will of God suffers. And so I want to ask you, where is the enemy going to engage you in a conversation in these next 2 weeks? Where is he going to engage you into some form of conversation or thought that's going to distract you from your call? He's good at it, isn't he? Nehemiah wasn't buying it. Talk about a good soldier, right, Brother Peter? He wasn't buying it. He just said, "No, no." What else could he say? But he said something else to them. He said, "I'm doing a great work." Counselors, do you realize you're doing a great work? I believe Brother Peter's instilled that in you. I hope so. I sensed that tonight. And Sister Diane, into your co-workers. It's a great work. It's a great work. And you know, when you know something's a great work, you know what falls on you? Responsibility, right? The great and awesome weight of responsibility. When you know it's a great work, you know, you hit your knees because you know that the work is greater than you. And counselors, the work you're called to is greater than you. I mean, unless you just have it in your head to be a glorified babysitter, the work you have before you is great. And it's greater than you. And you're going to need to pray. And you're going to need to seek the Lord. And if you want to see differences in these lives, then you're going to have to realize, God, this work is too great. I need the Holy Spirit to do this. I need your help every day I need your strength every day, your guidance, your wisdom every day. Nehemiah knew that this was a great work, and thus his second response, I cannot come down. I've seen counselors come down. I've seen them come down from their duty, come down from what they ought to do. You know, I've seen counselors get an attitude. I've seen them get tired. I've seen them get discouraged. I've seen them lose their vision, their passion, and their mission. So don't think it can't happen or won't happen. Nehemiah said, I have this determination. I recognize this is such a great work. I can't come down. So I want to admonish you counselors. You might get tired. You might get weary. You might have a couple kids that middle name is Weary You. And they might try you. You know, maybe Brother Peter might have to tell you something to do that you don't like. Or you've had your disposition isn't lined up that day. You can't come down. You can't lose sight of the mission that you have. In the cottage, right? 13. We need to pray for Sister Diane tonight. No, thank God. She's excited about it. But it's a lot, right? It's busy over there. But she knows you can't come down. Not if God's going to have his will done. Well, he says something else, though. He says, Why should I come down? Why should the work cease while I leave it to go down to you? And here it is. The fourth, it says in verse 4, but they sent me this message 4 times. So you might do okay the first 3 days. And might pass the test. But then there's 5, 6, and 7. And the enemy might try again. With Nehemiah, it was 4 times they sent him the same message. And he said, I can't come down. So I want to admonish you. Recognize first it's a great work. It is. That village, the cottage, it's a great work. And you have to be good stewards and diligent stewards of God's salvation to speak to these children. And you just can't afford to come down. And so, as we pray for you tonight, my prayer, along with the prayer that Brother Peter introduced to us, is that God will keep you in his will, and you won't come down. You'll recognize it's just a mighty, wonderful, great work, each one of you. And that you won't do the work in any way negligently, but you'll do it with all your heart. God can honor that. He can work through that, can't he? Well, let's draw together in faith tonight for these.